You're listening to Startup Nation Radio on WJR. Here again are Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
All right, welcome back to Startup Nation Radio. Today's show brought to you by Walsh College, our good friends at Walsh. Check them out. You can never, as we always say, Dan, you can never learn too much, right? Is that how we say that?
Lifelong learners. That's
right,
us.
Lifelong learners. All right, right, indeed. So check out Walsh for your entrepreneurial ongoing education. All right, so big show here today, really important. We're talking about how you not only level the playing field, but how you get that advantage by using technology to your advantage in small business. Helps you save costs, helps you do things that other businesses may not be doing. We're here to help on Startup Nation Radio. The whole idea is to help you get your business started and to help you make it the most that it can be. So to that point, we've got Chris Cameron from Deloitte on the show today talking about cloud computing. Dan, you asked a really important question before we went to the break. We're going to get answers from Chris. Just give us a summary of the question again.
Yeah, really, Chris, want to know how an entrepreneur can move into cloud computing the most cost-effective way. They're trying to bootstrap costs. They want to use a used computer. They want to use whatever they have to do to keep costs down and not keep a monthly cost that gets too high. So how do you recommend that they use cloud computing to get going?
Great question, Dan, and probably one of the more pragmatic and practical things we all want to understand when we're trying to get our arms around cloud as a small business owner. So really two dimensions to answering it. One would be, first of all, what you said about that hardware. Cloud computing doesn't necessarily demand a lot of capability off my hardware or my computer. It is really the notion of more of the burden of what's going on is going on in the cloud, off those servers. Now, with that said, let's move into what I'm going to get with my software, which is that, let's say, for example, Microsoft Office. It's a productivity, a front office software that pretty much all of us have used. It's ubiquitous for the most part. With that in mind, that's a $400 license per computer. I'm going to go hire someone that's $400 of licensing in the traditional model of setting up Microsoft Office. Cloud, $5 a month.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
So
same
really
functionality, same function. It does the same thing for me. I just dial into this cloud thing,
yeah.
Magical cloud,
yes.
$5 a month, and I get the same capability.
The magical cloud.
I mean,
correct.
There it is right there. Instead of $400 up front, $5
now,
a month.
Now, do you need to have an internet connection for that, or is it, I mean, if you don't have an internet connection, do you not have
that's a good point. So when you say internet connection, you mean you have to be connected to use it at any point in time.
Great question.
Yes, that is
so
an important
the
question.
Answer is it depends. All right. So there are options to put in cloud technologies, even like Office and others, that allow you to work locally. Let's even talk storage devices, right? So I can now use storage through Google Drive. I can use storage through SkyDrive. I can use storage through iCloud. There's synchronizations that occur where you can mirror things off of various computers up to the cloud. So that means I can still do things locally if I'm lost my internet connection, and that'll sync up the next time I connect.
Okay.
So that's an enabling capability. However, by and large, you're right. You know, for example, I work with a very large product called Workday. It's from a company that delivers human capital capabilities, HRIS, and payroll technology through the cloud. And so if I don't have access to the internet, I'm not doing much with that. So those capabilities come with internet connectivity. And then further, there are things I can do when I'm locally on my desktop.
Well, I know when I started my company, it was thousands and thousands of dollars on software products, on computers that end up being antiquated. So this really is a way to save upfront costs for perhaps some limitations that you have to have that internet connection, but you're saving thousands and thousands of dollars of capital that you could use to get out there and actually drive sales.
Exactly.
100% right. So let's, again, Adobe Creative Suite. A lot of folks use that to build out, you know, paraphernalia for marketing. That's a $1,500 license. I go into the cloud. Now Adobe licenses that at $5, $10, $15 per user per month. And that changes the game so dramatically in terms of capital.
Yeah.
$1,400, $1,500 means a lot. If we're talking,
sure,
again, I'm going to go and put in Microsoft Office and Adobe on a machine, that's $2,000, or I can do $20 a month, $10 a month. So that changes the game for a lot of entrepreneurs. And then more broadly, there's a lot of other enabling technologies, CRM systems, customer relationship management, now through Microsoft Dynamics or Salesforce.com or NetSuite.
Right.
These capabilities now can be acquired through a licensing model versus the expensive deployment of tens of thousands of dollars to go put equivalent capabilities on site. And that's a great leveler of the playing field. So phone systems now can be accessed in the cloud. And the list goes on and on.
Chris, as an entrepreneur, one of the things that's difficult about the notion of the cloud, as opposed to having everything on my, either right on my desktop, laptop, or within my office, on my server, whatever it may be, I'm literally entrusting my most valuable data and everything in the cloud now, instead of me having it with me. How safe, you know, anything I got to worry about with respect to that? Is that a valid concern of mine? Or
It's certainly a valid concern, and we've seen certainly evidence, ongoing evidence of the threats to our data, whether it's, you know, on our local home network or certainly in the cloud. What the cloud does is it creates a large central store of data that could be very valuable to someone wanting to get at it. So it's very attractive to go attack those networks. However, you're going to find that the very capable and reputable hosting companies, cloud companies, will have all the necessary certifications around how they're protecting your data.
Yeah.
So you'll see that.
And I think, Jeff, I've got the same concerns you do, but I really do believe it might be a little old school. Because,
no, it is.
I think about how many times I haven't properly backed up my systems.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't properly put
true.
The procedures
right. It's false
in.
Sense of security, right?
False sense of security. We think we're doing it so well.
Right.
Yeah, it's
right.
here.
Right.
Yeah, I can find it.
Right.
But
it's actually probably worse. We don't have the same systems.
We're worse off, I think, than having it in the cloud where they have professionals that are managing that data.
Right, sure.
Absolutely. Well, even backup. You know, I back up a lot of my personal home computing, my home network, to the cloud. So what's an advantage of that from a security standpoint? Well, guess what? If something happens to my house and all my computers are destroyed,
there it
or
is.
If my tape backups in the old school world were on my house, they're all gone.
Or even if you're traveling and you don't want to carry, you know, data with you from a hardware standpoint, you can access your data in the cloud at any wherever you are.
I'll tell you, the portability of this is absolutely very impactful, which means I can go into my, you know, someplace up north for the weekend and I can still get to some of my critical business systems I get it through the cloud.
Yeah, that's amazing. So small business, what is there anything new that's, you know, on the horizon that from a cloud perspective? That small, I mean, we talked about, you know, storage. We talked about some of the, you know, like the Salesforce.com, the CRM kind
phone.
Of technology, the phone. We talked about those kinds of things. What's on the horizon that might be, you know, forward-looking a little bit, Chris, that small businesses should keep their eye on with respect to utilizing the cloud?
Well, I think there's a couple things. First of all, I think what small businesses need to keep their eye on is that they are on the cloud. First and foremost, because while we're talking about it here today, we certainly know as we came into this discussion that a lot of people aren't really sure what it means and what it means to their business. And I think that that means there's a call to action to make sure you're utilizing it, because if you aren't, your competitors are, and they get those types of advantages we've spoken about.
Yeah.
But, you know, for example, QuickBooks has a cloud-based delivery, QuickBooks Online. You can start to shift some of that into a cloud environment. And while that's here now, again, my point becomes there's more and more of these assets out there. And I think the other thing, and Dan mentioned it earlier, is keep an eye out for the things you can get for free. And I think what's coming down the road is more of that. So you're going to see companies like Google, like Microsoft, who are competing Amazon Web Services. Amazon Web Services is the biggest growth segment in Amazon. Mm. And so they're putting more and more capabilities at your fingertips to take advantage of. And if you are not, then you're behind your competitors.
Yeah, that's amazing. What about, you know, because I'm having to connect to this through the internet, is connectivity an issue? And if so, what are some of the basic requirements? You know, if I'm really going to use this instead of just having it right there on my laptop, what are some things I need to be aware of in terms of, you know, connection speed or et cetera?
That's a great point. Connection speed really has been an enabling technology to delivering cloud capabilities. Yeah, there's been hardware virtualization, which lets a bunch of servers all work together to give us what we're seeing through the cloud. But internet connectivity and the bandwidth you get is incredibly important, so you need to make sure that's fast. You can go to...
So what's fast? I mean, you know,
you
basic
might
requirements.
A couple gigs up, several gigs down, six gigs up, down, maybe 2 gigs up.
And is that the kind of stuff I can get, you know, through my regular plan? I mean, in other words, what I'm trying to get at, this doesn't require special plans or anything like that. I mean, this is stuff you can use... If you've got a standard internet connection plan, right?
I think if you're with one of the major ISPs and you've got a cable modem, maybe that's the best way to answer the question. If you've got a good cable modem through one of the ISPs you're working with in your area, you're going to have the bandwidth you need to run this. And that goes for the small business, obviously. In that regard, you're getting some of the same home providers, but you're getting the business account. In that regard, I think that makes a difference. If we were talking about the old days of dial-up modems, it'd be a different discussion.
Yeah.
And most facilities are getting so bandwidth-friendly now. So it's available everywhere.
Right, right. I mean, they're almost being forced to be able to communicate. It's commoditized, so it's getting better.
And it's going to get better. And, and there's also mobility to this, which is the speed of my mobile device and my ability to get access to data is moving up and up and up, and that all translates.
And I want to go to mobile. Chris, stick with us. We're going to come back after the break. Let's talk about, I want to go through just a few cautionary notes if you're going to use the cloud, as well as let's touch on the mobile capability and things you can be aware of there. On Startup Nation Radio, stick with us. We'll be right back. Hey, we're bringing you the experts. We've got one with us today. Stick with us on Startup Nation Radio.